right, Mama Hayes, the Canes get the week one W, a little bit different than last year, but it's good.
That's for sure. In many ways.
All right. So,
welcome, Canes fans.
So the Canes get a win over UAB. I wouldn't call it a big win, but it's a win. We saw a little bit. We saw, I don't think too much, but we saw a little bit to kind of get an idea of what this season might be, what might be in store for this year. And definitely a thing that jumped out was the rushing game and the three-headed monster of the running backs we have. I agree, Maisie. They're pretty good.
Yeah, she's excited. She was pretty excited about it during the game, too.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. What was she thinking? What were her thoughts, if you could talk to her?
She was thinking that there's a lot of good stuff going on.
Nice. Which of the three impressed you the most?
Well, Cameron, of course.
Yes.
But also Knighton. I was not expecting the performance from Knighton that we got.
Yeah, and then the other one's Chaney, right?
But Chaney,
but he goes by the Rooster.
Yes.
Yes, which is going to be a lot of fun. We've got the King and we've got the Rooster.
Oh, well.
What impressed you most about Harris?
Well, he was always on the play. He was, I don't want to say always. It's the first game of the season. That might be a little bit strong, but he was there. And the fact that he and King worked well together.
Yeah, for sure.
Obviously have done a lot of work in the preseason together, in the camps together.
And again, very pretty limited, because you have to remember that was only three or four spring practices this year. And again, with King coming in, then you have a training camp that it looks a lot different than it has in the past. But they seem to be doing, they seem to have that good chemistry like you're talking about. You can definitely see too, it gives us the threat as well with King and his, you know, not only obviously the three running backs did a great job, but King's running game was a huge part of the offense this week. You know, and I think there were a couple times too that if you know about the run pass option, that King probably could have pulled it where he would have kept it and ran for another 10 or 15 yards. So the chemistry not fully there yet, or King reading the defense as well as he should. But the fact that he missed a couple of those, and he had success running as well. And because of the worry about his legs, that's why Harris was able to break that long touchdown run.
Well, I heard Lashley interviewed, and he was very guarded about his analysis of how King did. He said King's got a lot more to give, a lot more to give. So,
anything specific he jumped into?
Well,
about that, or just more push?
He said there were some times when he had receivers downfield and he didn't see them. And he said both the sacks, he said he could not put either one on the O-line.
That's good.
It was, so that was great. So, you know,
seems to be pushing them.
As much as I liked what I saw with King, it was interesting to see that Lashley thought that there's so much more to be seen.
It's definitely a funny thing about it last year, because we watched Williams play after the first game and lost, and we thought, you know, we were really confident about it. And then this year we watched King, and, you know, he's definitely got a lot more experience and talent, and we come away walking away thinking, did we really see everything? Are we that excited yet still? But I think I like that, you know, after all the years we've done that of getting really excited about somebody only to be let down two games in. I'd rather King hit his stride in game two or game three here coming up than against UAB.
I liked what I saw of him. So to think that there's more there, that the well is deeper, that's good news to me.
It also seemed like we pretty much kept running the same play of the run pass option over and over. And so,
well, that's another thing that Lashley said, that they did not show their plays. They did not show us what they have yet.
That's what a lot of former players were saying. I kind of got the same vibe too. It's UAB. You've got a talent enough to win, which is a little risky thinking of the last few times that we've played mid-major teams over the last few years. So shout out to, or the last couple of games, and shout out to, you know, finally winning a non-conference game against a non-Power 5 conference for the first time in what feels like 5 years. So that was exciting. But yeah, I mean, they definitely seemed pretty guarded and again, used a lot of the same play over and over, which was good. Which was good to beat UAB, but also good to hold on, because you're going to start getting into the meat of your schedule here with Louisville, Florida State, and Clemson coming up.
We need a few more surprises.
We definitely do. Defensively, I thought, you know, a lot of people were pretty tough on the secondary. I know that they didn't look their best. I still have pretty good confidence. I know Al Blades Jr. is probably next to Bubba Bolden, the best player in that secondary. Oh my gosh, DJ Ivy definitely had a tough game at the office, but watching some film and all that too, he was in some good positions. You got to remember too, people, I know it's frustrating, but it's also football. Like, they're going to let up a couple scores here and there. And the touchdown that he did, he was kind of actually the receiver and quarterback at UAB benefited off of an underthrow, because Ivy was in the right spot. He was playing the man, and then the ball was underthrown. The man was able to play a good play against Ivy. If the ball was thrown into the corner like it's usually supposed to be, I think Ivy would have broken it up, and the safety didn't give the help that he needed to on that play. But anyway, I digress into very big film talk there. You're welcome.
Boy, that's heavy stuff.
There you go. Really diving down into it. But I think defensively, Ivy – In the secondary, I have confidence that they're going to get better. You know, again, last year we struggled at times, yes, for taking plays off, but the talent's there. You can see it. And I think Bolden's still going to be the best player defensively for them, even with that great defensive line. And anyway, what were your other takeaways from the game? It was definitely different. We had masks on. We had a small amount of fans in the stands. No crowd noise.
Those fans were doing their very best to make some crowd noise. I was surprised because the teams did not agree on the crowd noise being piped in. So there was nothing piped in. All of that was the real crowd noise, and which was more than I would have expected for, what, 10,000 fans, maybe?
I hate to say this, and I know that's the joke, but if we were playing UAB in a normal situation, it'd be about the amount of same sound as I would expect. And I mean that loving Miami Hurricane fans and all of that, but it's a tough place. Like, if you don't fill that place, the sound is echoing at times. And so the viewing experience for me wasn't that much different. What about for you?
I think you're a little on the downside there. I think it would have been a little bit better. Yes.
Okay. I do love that these same people that have been always in the stands, that always get on camera, that are always dressed up, were still on there the entire time. That was, you know, one of those where you're like, well, I've seen that same guy 1,000 times.
Yes.
And dressed up and painted, and at least they're still there. So that viewing experience didn't fully change.
Well, anyway, are we going to have fans for the first home game? Is Florida State, right?
Yeah, I mean, they'll have fans in there. It'll be somewhat similar to the same thing of only a certain amount let in.
Oh, no students for the first two home games, right?
You know more than I do, it sounds like.
I think that's the case for the first two home games. So, oh boy, no students for the Florida State game? Wow.
The good news is we might not hear any of that tomahawk chop, though. But let's that, because we got another 2 weeks. We can't be looking to that just yet. Okay, Mom, it's been a few months, and I know in those months what you do is you get the pot out, you get all the ingredients, you put it together, you then finish it up and then you freeze it so they're ready to go for each game this season. The red beans and rice and chocolate chip muffins make their return.
I can't wait to make my picks.
Well, let's not even wait. Why wait even longer? Let's go. Red beans and rice. Let's hear it.
Well, this was tough. I'm going to give the red beans and rice to Cameron.
Over who? Who were you going to pick? Who was second?
Well, it was tough choice between Cameron and Knighton. I just, because Knighton's a freshman, and I think he had 9 carries. So I decided with Cameron Harris. I just felt that he did a little bit more, and so did Maisie.
Yeah.
So I'm going with him. I am on the chocolate chip muffins. Well, and I also thought about Derek King, but I don't think we've seen his best. Well, we already talked about that. His opportunities will come later on in the season.
Lashley convinced you not to give it to him after his
injury. That might have been the thing that pushed me over the edge. I liked, for the chocolate chip muffins, I liked Roche. I don't have a solid reason for Roche. I think that there were a lot of good plays by the defense, and I couldn't single out one more than the other. I saw Roche make enough good plays that I wanted to recognize him.
Nice. I mean, again, another seems to be one of the strong transfers too. I mean, you've got 3 players, well, 4 if you count in Bolden too, you know, 4 of the strongest players right now probably on the team are all transfers in there. And so it's good with 3 of them making appearances. All of them seem to are making their debuts for the Hurricanes, with Phillips sitting out last year, Roche and King doing such a good job. But yeah, you know, I agree that he did a nice job as well.
There are a lot. Again, it's like with the offense, with the running backs, there were a lot of players that need to be recognized this year or this week. It was hard to pick one.
Yeah. Well, again, hopefully we can keep picking out a lot of people from there. But I'm so excited. I even got to eat some red beans and rice this year for the first time in years. So it's just as good as it always is. So we'll make sure that those frozen ones get down there. We're just kidding. We don't want any. We're not actually doing that because that's a compliance issue and all of that. But the metaphorical red beans and rice and chocolate chip muffins are headed down to Miami right now.
Right, right.
Okay, we got done with UAB and we're hitting it into the rest of the conference schedule now. No more out-of-conference games. And we just found out that the Canes and Louisville Cardinals are now moving into primetime 7:30, and College Game Day is going to be in Louisville. How about that?
That's amazing, but they're both ranked.
They're both ranked because no one else is playing, and so it's really easy to move up these days.
Yes.
I was hearing that UCF moved up 8 spots and they haven't played a game yet. So it's a little interesting. And you got to take those rankings with a little bit of a grain of salt this year. And also, too, that the SEC hasn't started playing. You know, so not everybody's playing yet, but we get the I think those rankings were made just so they had a reason to give College Game Day to somebody. That's my theory.
and a good reason it is.
I would not put either of these teams yet really probably in the top 25. So top 20 is a bit of a stretch. But anyway, it's a game that we have. It's an important game and definitely one where, again, we haven't won a conference game actually since we played Louisville. So here we go. We're back at them. And they, again, have a great – a great receiver in Tutu Atwell and their quarterback that we saw last year, Mikhail Cunningham. is similar to King in the fact that he's got a good arm, good passing, and he can run the ball well. And he had a very strong game for himself against Western Kentucky last week, throwing for 343 passing yards for the first time in his career and accounting for 4 touchdowns.
Well, it seems like you covered it. They had, I guess anybody who looked at the game knows that they had punting problems. This poor freshman, his first game, he drops the punt on the 1-yard line.
I like how you say poor freshman, and now you're just laughing about it.
Well, I mean, I feel so badly for him. He comes out there. I guess it was raining. He drops the ball because it was wet. Oh, my God. What a nightmare.
Probably some nerves and all that. Yeah, that
a little bit.
They also had a block punt as well, so that cannot help his confidence either.
No. No, but he may be coming out this next weekend to show us what he could do. He was very highly ranked out of high school, so he's got the talent. He's got to ditch the nerves. Got
to slow down a little bit. Take a big deep breath, and probably for Louisville needs to do better again. That's Logan Lupo. What a punting name.
Logan Lugo.
Lugo. Did I see that wrong? I have it as Lupo.
I had it as Lugo. I don't know. Well, wow. Well, we'll find out Saturday night, won't we?
We're not even going to look it up. We're just going to leave it there. So how about this? He's actually from Fort Lauderdale in St. Thomas Aquinas.
Yes. So,
there you go.
So they have after week one and – you know, pretty much only the ACC played.
Only 25 teams played, so they're all the top 25.
Yeah. But they had the number one ranked O-line for week one. I think our defense has I hope they have their game plan already worked out.
Yeah, I'd hope so. They got a week, a little bit longer than a week. They better. If not, some people are going to get in trouble. I think Cunningham, I didn't watch a lot of this game, so I'm not sure, but I imagine that Louisville didn't show as much as they, the same way that Miami did, not showing a ton. Obviously, we have more film on them just because it's, returning coaching staff with Cunningham and then Atwell playing. Atwell did not have any type of big game, and he did break that 80-yard touchdown last year against us. I think there's a chance for this to be a pretty good high-scoring game with both offenses showing a little bit more. And I know Louisville is going to try and avenge that loss. I look back at that game and how the season ended, and I still not really sure what happened to Louisville in that game, because that's probably was the biggest surprise of the year was how much we dominated that team last year. And then obviously the wheels fell off for the rest of the season. So I'm interested to see which Louisville team shows up against us. Is it going to be better? Are they making a turn? I hope not. I hope we come out there and it's a lot like last year. And King, if Jaren Williams can put up big numbers, I'm hoping King can put up some big numbers.
I agree.
Yeah. And they've got, and it seems like too, that a lot of their offense this past week for Louisville was also trying to get a lot of other receivers involved from just kind of watching and then seeing the stats, and then Atwell being not as targeted as much. So I think they're trying to get those guys' confidence up going into a game, because if you take out Atwell, you have a pretty good chance at controlling this team. So they're trying to get more players. Hopefully we don't see any of them too much this weekend.
They're going to bring out things that they didn't bring out last Saturday. So
I agree. All right, Mom. Before we send it off, we got to give our predictions on what happens here. I have to say, I think I was pretty close last week, right?
I was pretty close too.
Well, you did 30. You had a 1-score game at the end. I was right around there, 35-14 or whatever it was. So
I said 25 or something like that?
Yeah, you had a 1-score game. It wasn't a 1-score game.
Well, but I had the 30.
Yeah, I mean, so did I. I hit in the 30s as well, and then went by a couple scores and said that it was going to be a sloppy first start to the first half. Anyway, I'm not going to brag too much about it. Louisville game, what do you got?
Oh boy, this is going to be a close one. But I have us coming out ahead. High scoring? Yeah, probably. So 42-38.
And I'm assuming we get the W?
Yes.
All right. I like that. I think I'm going to go the same route a little bit. I think it's going to be, like I said, just because we're playing there, obviously it's not the same road games that it's used to being, but I agree. I think they want to make up for last year, and there's a good amount of scoring in this game. I go Canes 45, Louisville 42 with the last second missed field goal to tie the game to send it to overtime.
What did you say? 45?
42. Wait, does that make sense? I don't think my math is right on that. I don't like that. I might have to change it.
Well, okay.
Anyway, I'm going through it right now, trying to stall some time quickly. That doesn't make as much sense. Wait, that's, yeah, no. So there'd be a field goal. I think the kicking game is the difference in this at some point.
Got it.
So there you go. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. I had a brain fart on my math there. I like 45. Why do I like 45? Great question, Mom. I think Louisville struggles with their kicking game and they miss a couple field goals where we get a one good field goal either as time expires or they miss a field goal to tie the game at 45. But I expect it to be back and forth. I'm hoping it's a fun back and forth game. And anyway, I'm sticking with my 45-42 win. There we go. Recovered nicely, I think. Anyway.
You did.
That does it for us. This has been another episode. This is another episode of Walking On with Chris Hayes featuring the one and only Mama Hayes. Mama Hayes, you know how we close it out. You ready?
C-A-N-E-S.
Canes. You got to keep going. You got to commit to it. You keep stopping. Just keep rolling through it, all right? Next week, we're going to have this. We're not going to do it over. We're going to practice. We're going to get better. There's room for improvement, as Lashley would say. So we'll go with that. Anyway, as always, go Canes. And Mama Hayes, take us out of here.
Go Canes.